Welcome to Discover Indie Film. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and today's episode is Four Questions with filmmaker Darren Coyle. Darren wrote and directed the film Chasing Sunshine, which happened to take home the Audience Award for Best Feature Film at the Sherman Oaks Film Festival in 2019. And I must say, Darren is one of my favorite filmmakers, not just because I love his film Chasing Sunshine, but also because he showed up in a chicken suit. There's someone in a chicken suit in his film, and he showed up in a chicken suit the night before his film screened to both see the other feature films and to drum up a little support. And you know what? A director who throws on a chicken suit, that's a director who really cares. We did record this podcast in the era of COVID, so I am talking to Darren over Skype, so he doesn't sound fantastic, but hey, you still get to hear his answers to the four questions, which are favorite films of all time, an underrated film, an overrated film, and a lesser-known film that people should seek out. By the way, you should check out his film, Chasing Sunshine. I believe you can get it if you just search for it on Amazon Prime Video. And if not, just go to chasingsunshinemovie.com and enjoy. I'll stop talking and let you hear Darren's answers to the four questions.
My favorite movies, in no particular order, are Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I say Raiders of the Lost Ark because that's the original title, not Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I greatly appreciate that.
I'm a purist in that way. Do the Right Thing. I had a VHS copy of Do the Right Thing in college, and I had a TV and a VCR in my room. I must have watched Do the Right Thing, not even kidding, like 100 times. And then Swingers.
Wonderful. You're definitely barking up my tree with these name with the ones you're naming.
I have an interesting story about Swingers. Right when I got out of college, I was living with a couple friends of mine in Southington, Connecticut. And instead of buying a copy of Swingers, we just kept going to Blockbuster Video and renting it. So one night we went to Blockbuster Video and they were out of Swingers. So the three of us were like, oh man, well, what are we going to do tonight? What should we do? And this is the lovely thing about video stores that's kind of been lost is the video store dude, the guy behind the counter was like, hey, you guys like Swingers? And we were like, yeah. And he was like, all right, check it out. If you like Swingers, you'll love this other movie. It's called Bottle Rocket. And that night, we rented Bottle Rocket, which is a fantastic movie. And it opened a whole new door to a new filmmaker.
Yeah, the video store dude or dudette. The gender-neutral right. Video store employee was a real that actually is a real loss.
I always liked the little section in Blockbuster that said employee picks, and that each shelf had like the person's name on it, like their first name, obviously, just not their last name, but like, and it would be like 10 movies that this person really likes, and you'd always be like, wow, Paula has really good taste in movies, but then you'd be like, Jack has really crappy taste in movies.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting that they'd compare Swingers and Bottle Rocket too. Because to me, they scratch pretty different niches. But yeah, they are really low budget, genuinely low budget indies of that era. So yeah, I guess that's what ties them.
I guess they're character driven and they're kind of like male centric stories, I guess.
Yeah, I have a Swinger story, but I can tell you my Swinger story after we're done with your list.
Okay.
And by the way, I love that you have Do the Right Thing on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a huge Spike Lee fan.
Same here. We still sing songs from school days in my relationship.
Really?
Yeah, as politically incorrect as they are today.
Right.
But I'll just sing to her that she's just a wannabe.
So the number four on my list is Memento.
Memento.
And I have this funny story about Memento. Not only is it a great movie, I had it on DVD. I have it on DVD. I was living in New York at the time of 9/11, and I didn't have cable TV. No, we didn't have cable TV. So, like, all of the channels were out for roughly a week after 9/11. You could not get a you couldn't tune into ABC, NBC, any of that stuff. So to help pass the time, I probably watched the movie Memento like 20, 25 times in the following week or two after 9/11. Just one of the reasons, because it's a great movie, but also just because that's what we had. So, and that's my Memento story.
Yeah. And Memento also is a film. You can go every time. For me, it does fall into that category of every time I see it again, I enjoy it more. Like,
yeah,
like the hook of it, seeing it a second time, it works better. You know, it's not like, but anyway, so I'm with you. So you're 4 for 4 with me, by the way. We got the same taste. We can do movie nights.
Okay, cool, cool.
So now what's your underrated?
All right, so this is going to be a deep cut. I don't know if many people have actually even seen this movie. It's called The Man with One Red Shoe.
Tom Hanks.
Yes. It is the American version of a French film by the same title. And it came out when Tom Hanks was kind of like the it boy. I think it was like just after Big, and he was just like really popular and made a bunch of movies. And so The Man with One Red Shoe came out, and I think it, most people slept on it or didn't even know it existed. But I saw it. I think it's brilliant. I think just the performances in it are great. Plus it's just, it's actually very much a director's movie where just the pacing and the timing and the way that the score plays with, what's going on camera. And it's got this really kind of like dry and sarcastic kind of humor to it. So yeah, I recommend that highly. The Man with One Red Shoe.
Wow. You're driving my 50s memory. In my 50s, I'm like, I saw The Man with One Red Shoe in theaters and I can't even name like the other actors besides Tom Hanks. So maybe I got to revisit that. Hopefully it's available somewhere.
You pretty much everyone in the cast is someone you at least recognize their face.
Yeah.
They're like a lot of like well-known character actors. Charles Durning is in it. James Belushi is in it. Laurie Singer. Dabney Coleman. Any movie with Dabney Coleman, you got me. You know what I'm saying?
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's a good movie. Check it out if you get a chance.
Will do. All right, well, now comes the fun one. Overrated.
Oh, I'm going to make a lot of enemies right now. The Godfather.
Number one.
I think that's the most overrated movie that I think I've seen. And I oftentimes at like cocktail parties and whatever, I make some enemies when I talk into like a DP or something like that. And they mention The Godfather and I go, you know what? I don't really like The Godfather. I don't really see it. I don't get it. It's 3 hours. It's long. It's boring. I don't like The Godfather.
I think it's legit. I actually fall into the category of I like The Godfather and I think Godfather 2 might be the most overrated ever.
Ah.
But I feel you, and actually, I even love to just shit on Coppola and go, yeah, the fact is, Coppola's not even a great filmmaker. Like, when you look at his filmography, you're like, you know what? Just so overrated, you know? and then Scorsese came along and made better mob movies anyway, so really.
Right.
Why blow smoke up his ass about The Godfather being the greatest ever? I'm with you. You will make enemies for sure, but
oh yeah,
But again, the fact that so many say it's the best ever is a good reason to call it overrated.
Yeah, exactly. I had not even seen it until recently, until like the last 5 or 6 years, when my wife was like, dude, you've never seen The Godfather? I was like, no. She was like, all right, tonight we are sitting down and we're going to watch it. And we did. And I came to the same conclusion. I was just like, yeah, I still don't get it. Sorry. Because I had tried to watch it in the past and I got about like 20 minutes into it and I was just like bored to tears. And I was like, I can't do this. Sorry. But there you have it.
There you have it. Good pick. Excellent pick. Well, question four, the last one, is the lesser known film that people should seek out.
So it's a movie called Midnight Madness. I believe it came out. It came out in the early 80s. I think it actually might have actually come out in 1980. It's Michael J. Fox's first movie, although he is not the star of it. He is in a supporting role. And it's funny because it's just a funny, fun, wackadoo, like college comedy kind of raucous movie. And you have all these different teams that are on scavenger hunts. It's actually, in that way, I guess you could say it's kind of like similar to Chasing Sunshine, but it's a funny, fun 80s movie.
I was going to say, one of the cool things about the 80s was after Rocky Horror, sometimes they targeted the midnight movie thing. Like, is Midnight Madness one of those ones that they sort of targeted to maybe become a midnight movie on the weekends? Or am I just getting too much out of the title?
No, that's an excellent question. I honestly don't know one way or the other. It was very much of its time. I don't think they would make that movie now. Honestly, it probably was targeted as like a like one of those like midnight kind of, you know, you want a teenage / college audience that maybe have a couple beers in them and they'll like the movie better.
for sure. Well, that makes me want to see it.
Well, I've got it on DVD if you want to borrow it.
And there we have it. Those were Darren's answers to the Discover Indie Film 4 questions. I want to thank Darren for coming in and answering them. I got to say, Darren has great taste. Such a nice guy, and it's a pleasure to know him. When COVID is over, hopefully we'll be able to have some mixers for the film festival and bring alumni like Darren back. Now I've got to do the house cleaning. I used the word film festivals. Chasing Sunshine won an award at the Sherman Oaks Film Festival in 2019. So I'll start with the Sherman Oaks Film Festival. You can learn about it at ShermanOaksFF.com or on social media. Just use the handle at ShermanOaksFF. It happens every November. And in June, I programmed the film festival Film Invasion Los Angeles, and that you can learn about at FilmInvasionLA.com or its social media handle is at FilmInvasionLA. And finally, Discover Indie Film is this podcast where I interview filmmakers from the festival circuit. But a Amazon Prime TV series was born out of it. It's an anthology of superb short films. Darren made a feature film, so it's not in there. But just go to Amazon Prime Video, search for Discover Indie Film, and you will be able to watch all the best short films from the film festival circuit. All right. Thanks for listening.